In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Flecto genua mea, ad Patrem Domini Nostri Jesu Christi, ex quo omnia paternitas, in celis et in terra nominatus. My brethren, today I would like to call your attention to the following words written by St. Paul in his epistle to the Ephesians. I bow my knees before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom derive all paternity in heaven and on earth. So here St. Paul says that all paternity, all fatherhood comes from God. He speaks about paternity on earth, and especially that of men who, according to the flesh, generate a new being of his own nature. But St. Paul also speaks about paternity in heaven. And here we can find another type of paternity, one which belongs to the angels. I know that it may sound strange. However, there is a paternity in heaven, not according to the flesh, of course, but according to the Spirit. Not in the sense that an angel can generate another angel, but in the sense that the higher order of angels are responsible for illuminating the lower order. The knowledge of God comes down from the higher order to the lower one. And this can be called paternity, even if it does not generate a new being, but only elevate an existent one. So these are the two types of paternity that come from creation, and they are in the nature of the thing itself. However, there is a higher paternity, one that's not natural, but supernatural. A paternity that does not come from creation, but from redemption. And here, I'm talking about this paternity that flows from the heart of Jesus Christ for the salvation of mankind. And this paternity, this fatherhood, is called the priesthood. The priesthood has something to do with the two other types of fatherhood that we have talked about, but surpasses both of them. with human paternity. The priesthood shares the fact that it exercises among men and for the good of men. And with angelic paternity, the priesthood shares the fact that it is completely spiritual. But the priesthood is even more. It is more than the paternity of men. And it is more than the paternity of the angels. Because the priesthood participates in the paternity of the humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ Himself. You know that according to the flesh, our Lord Jesus Christ did not have any children. He did not get married, but lived the life of perfect chastity. And yet, He called His disciples His children. His paternity being entirely spiritual. And it is the same with the paternity of the priest. It is higher than any other paternity, because the life it gives is eternal life. Because it generates not for this world, but for heaven. Because it elevates from the natural to the supernatural order. No man or angel can do that, but the priest, he can. He can because Christ has entrusted to His priest His own mission and His own power. The power to give life in the sacrament of baptism. The power to bring the dead back to life in the sacrament of confession. The power to change the bread and the wine into His own body and blood during Mass, and so on. However, the priest is not a superman. In fact, according to the nature, he is equal to all other men, and less than the angels. But according to the sacramental grace, the priest received at his ordination, he was configured to Jesus Christ, the sovereign priest, and participates in his function. And in a certain way, in his own dignity, surpassing this regard all men and even all angels. So the mystery of the priesthood is a mystery of a paternity. The priest is a father, but, like our Lord Jesus Christ, a father in a spiritual way. His children are all those to whom he gives sanctifying grace through the sacrament. Because grace is the life of God in us. Grace is life, real life. So what we see nowadays on the news is exactly what the priesthood is not. So it's time for us to rediscover what the priesthood really is. It is a divine institution. It is a sacrament that was instituted by our Lord Jesus Christ in order to save souls. In order to continue his mission of redemption. So the priesthood is the paternity of the heart of our Lord, taking care of us here and now. The priesthood is the hand of Jesus healing you and bringing you back to life. And I would like to read for you some words of St. John Vianney about the priest. Oh, how great is the priest if he realized what he is, he would die. God obeys him. He utters a few words and the Lord descends from heaven at his voice to be contained within a small hole. Without the priesthood, we would not have the Lord. Who put him there in the tabernacle? The priest. Who welcomed your soul at the beginning of life? The priest. Who feeds your soul and gives it strength for the journey? The priest. Who will prepare your soul to appear before God? Wash in it one last time in the blood of Jesus Christ. The priest. Always the priest. And if your soul happens to die because of a grave sin, who will raise it up? Who will restore its calm and peace? Again, the priest. After God, continues St. John Vianney, after God, the priest is everything. Only in heaven he will fully realize what he is. So I encourage you to pray every single day to the Sacred Heart of our Lord for all priests and future priests, so that they may be given the grace to be faithful to their vocation and follow our Lord Jesus Christ until the end, until the complete offering of themselves for the glory of God and the salvation of souls. We should pray so that the priest may have the strength to imitate the good shepherd himself, who did not spare his life, but gave it entirely in order to save his flock. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.